Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Sadi, daf 90. We left off on Peitet Amud Bet 89b to 10 lines from the bottom of the page about. And we're going to jump right in. We are at the part of the Gemara that's talking about Takanat Usha, the establishment of Usha. So the Gemara now says, Lema Takanat Usha Tanaihi. We're at the bottom of Peitet Amud Bet, about 12 lines from the bottom of the page. So he says, let's say that the establishment of Usha that was made is Machloket Tanaim. What was the establishment of Usha? That if a woman sells the properties that she receives in the marriage, the Nechse Melog, during the lifetime of her father, the husband, and then she dies, the husband can go and take it from the buyers. So the Gemara says, the Tanechada, one Tana taught, Avde Melog Yotzin Beshen Va'ain Le'isha. The slaves that a woman brought into her marriage, it's called Avdei Melog, they go free if she knocked out the slave's tooth or eye. That's only if it was done by the woman. Avalo Le'ish, but not by the man. V'tanidachan, we have another writer that says, Lo Le'ish v'lo Le'isha, not by the man and not by the woman. Doesn't matter which one. So, Savrua, we thought the following. Dekulei Alma, Kinyan Perot Lav Ki Kinyan Aguf Dame. Everyone agrees that the acquiring of fruits is not like the acquiring of an actual physical body. It's not like the acquiring of the goof. Right? Rashi says, Savrua be'alma tarvayu, hani tanai dis tanaim, svir luhu, kinyan perod lav kinyan aguf tamei. That buying of the kinyan of the fruits is not like the kinyan of the body. Ve'alcha hainu ta'ama demande amar lo la'ish lo la'isha, the one who says not by the man, not by the woman, de'idlei takanat usha, he has the establishment of usha, hilkach mishum ish, lo nafke, that's why he doesn't go free for a man. De lo kane lahem le gufayu mamash, he don't actually acquire their body. Mishum isha nami lo nafke, so to the woman also, knocking out the eye would not make him go free. Da alim shibudei le meheve kinyana guf, it's so strong that it makes it like a kinyana guf. So back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, so what's the machloket? They're not arguing on the kinyan perod is like kinyana guf. Rather, so the Gemara says, my love va kamim flegi. Let's say this is the machloket. Demanda amar la isha. The one who says that the slave only goes free if the woman knocks out the eye, that's because he does not hold of the establishment of Usha. Uman damar lo le'ish v'lo le'isha, the one who says neither by the man or the woman, it le'takanat Usha, he holds of the establishment of Usha. So let's say that's what the machloket is. So the Gemara says, no, that's not true. De kulei alma it le'takanat Usha, everyone has this establishment of Usha. Ela kan kodem takana, kan lachar takana. The machloket is, the first baraita is talking about before the establishment was made, and the second baraita is talking about after the establishment was made. V'ibayidem, and if you want to give another answer, idi v'idi le'achar takana, both of these baraitas are after the establishment was made. Ve'it lehu takanat usha, and they both hold of the establishment of usha. Ela leman da'amar le'isha v'lo le'isha ma'ita ama. Okay, why does the opinion of the first baraita say that the slave would go free by a woman knocking out the eye, but not by a man? So k'deravah, it's following the opinion of Rava. Da'amar Rava, flipping the amud, Rava says the famous in all of Shas, hekdesh chametz v'shichror mafkiin midei she'ibud, making an animal hekdesh consecrated. Or food it becoming chametz, chametz shavar lav pesach, right? Or shichror, or freeing the slave, mafkin midei shi'ibud. It uproots the shi'ibud aspect, the owing aspect that somebody owed to somebody else. Someone set this as, let's say, an apotiki. He set it as using it for towards his debt, and then he made it hekdesh, or it became chametz, or he freed the slave. All of those would uproot what it was owed and would go free. So let's say that this is what we're talking about, and it's following the opinion of Rava. So the Gemara says, Lema de Rava Tanaihi. Why don't we say the opinion of Rava is a machloket Tanaim? So the Gemara says, no, that's not true. De kulei alma idlu de Rava. Everyone holds of the opinion of Rava. Ve'acha almua rabbanan l'shi'ibuda de baal. Over here, the Chachamim strengthen the shi'ibud of the husband, that even if the wife frees the slave, it would not uproot it from being owed towards the husband. V'yibayidem, and if you want to give another answer, dekulei alma leidlohu lahanei tanai takanat usha. Really, none of these tanaim hold of the establishment of usha. V'acha b'kinyan perot ki kinyan haguf dame kamifligi. The machloket over here is if we say acquiring of the fruits, is that like acquiring of the body? And so therefore, the first baraita would say yes, and the second baraita would say no. And it's the same machloket panaim as the following. The Tanya is a bright that says, Hamocher avdo le'acher. Someone sells his slave to another person. Upasak imo, and he makes a condition with the buyer. Al menat she'shamshenu shaloshim yom, on condition that he serves him. This first guy serves him 30 days. He stays with him for 30 days. And then let's say he killed the slave. The slave died. Rabbi Meir says, Rishon, the first guy, the first owner that's still with the slave, Yeshno bedin yom o yomayim. He has this concept of a day or 2 days. We're going to explain what this concept is. Neshu tachtav, because the slave is still under him. What is this din yom o yomayim, the 1 day or 2 days? So Rashi says, im hikau betoch shoshim yom, if the first guy hit him and killed him within 30 days, halalu, velo met tachat yedo, he didn't die under him, rather, ela amad yom o yomayim chai, he was able to stay alive for 1 or 2 more days, and then he died. So therefore, that guy would not be put to death. This is a concept of 1 or 2 days, he has 1 or 2 day leeway time. And Gemara says, "Kasavar kinyan perot ke kinyan aguftame." It's come to teach us that the acquiring of the perot, of the fruits, is like acquiring of the body. What does that mean? So Rashi says, as the pasuk says, "Dichtiv ach im yom o yomayim vechudei." Aval sheni, the second guy, imikau betoch shoshim yom. The second guy hit him and killed him within 30 days, but he didn't die right away. Halalu shahayu bebeit rishon. He was in the first guy's house. Eino bedin yom o yomayim. He doesn't have this 1 or 2 day leeway. V'neherag alav, and he gets put to death. Afilu met mecholi zelach sof shoshanim. Even if, let's say, he got sick because of what you hit him, and after 3 years he died from that sickness, the second guy would be put to death. Why? The kinyan perot shehu kanui l'rishon, the acquiring of the fruits, which is acquired to the first guy, meaning the first guy is still in, it's the slave is still in his property, so he's still in ownership, really. So it's kinyan aguftame, it's like the acquiring of the actual body of the slave itself. And it's not the second person's body. Therefore, if the second person hit him, he doesn't have this 1 or 2 day leeway, and therefore we would put the second guy to death. So back to the Gemara. The Rabbi Meir says the first guy has this 1 or 2 day leeway because the acquiring of a fruit is like acquiring of the slave itself. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Sheni yeshno bedin yom yomayim. No, the second guy, the buyer, has the rights of the 1 or 2 day leeway. Because that's his money. Kasavar, and we hold, according to him, kinyan perot lav ki kinyan aguftame. Really, acquiring of the fruits, meaning the slave being being purchased with his money, is not like the being in his home. The first guy's home is not like the kinyan aguf. It's not like it's actually his kinyan. And therefore, according to this opinion, it would not be the second guy's fault. Meaning, he would have the 1 or 2 day leeway. Then we have another opinion. Rabbi Yossi says, Shnehem yeshno bedin yom yomayim. Both the first guy and the second guy have this din of 1 or 2 day leeway. Zem ibnei shu tachtav. The first guy, because the slave is still in his house. Vezem ibnei shu kaspon. The second guy, because the slave is his money. He bought it. Mesabkale, and Rabbi Yossi has a doubt. Kinyan perot ik kinyan aguftame, I love kinyan aguftame. He's in doubt if the acquiring of the fruits of the slave, is that like the keeping him in your house, is that like acquiring his body or not? Usafek nefashot la'akel, and therefore when you have a doubt when it comes to the laws of putting to death, we would rule leniently, we wouldn't put someone to death out of doubt. Rabbi Eliezer says, Shnehem eno bedin yom yomayim. Neither of them, fourth opinion, neither of them have the 1 or 2 day leeway. Zelefisha eno tachtav, the second guy because he's not under him, it's not in his house. Zelefisha eno kaspon, the first guy, it's not his money. Amar Abba, Maitamad Rabbi Eliezer, what's Rabbi Eliezer's reason? So Amar Kral, the pasuk says, Ki kaspohu, it's his money. Kaspo miyuchad lo has to be specifically his special money for him, meaning it has to be money that he purchased with, not saw a slave sitting in his house, but it's not his belonging. So, Kiman Azahad Amar Amemar. Who does the following Ma'amar go like? That is in the name of Amemar. Ish ve'isha, if a man or a woman, Shemachrum and Nixay Melog, if they sold the properties that the woman brought into the marriage, Lo Asu ve'lo Klum, they didn't do anything. Who is that like? Kiman, Rabbi Eliezer. It's following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rashi says, if one of them died, then the other one can go and take it away from the buyers. So then it says, "Man tana lahad tanura banan." Who is the author of the following baraita? Mi shechetzio eved vechetzio ben chorin. If someone is a half slave and a half free man, vechen eved shesnei shutafin, or a slave that belongs to two partners. That slave would not go free if one of his limbs was knocked out that does not return. Meaning it's not it's like an eye or a tooth or something that wouldn't return, wouldn't regrow. He would not go free because he's part of two owners. So Amar Le Rav Mordechai Ravashi, he says to Ravashi, Hachi Amri Mishmei De Rava, they said in the name of Rava, Rabbi Eliezer, it's following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, Mi lo amar Rabbi Eliezer kaspo miyuchad lo. Did Rabbi Eliezer not say it's the money is specific to him, it's special to him? Hachanami, so too, avdo miyuchad lo, has to be a slave that's special to him, meaning a slave that only belongs to one. But if it's a slave that belongs to more than one, then it would not go free in such circumstances because it has a different deen altogether. It has to be a special slave that's only for belonging of one person. So too, we would say the same thing over here. Okay, now we have a new Mishnah. Hatokeh lechavero. If somebody is tokea to his friend's ear, what does that mean, tokea? So Rashi brings two explanations. One is he hit him in the ear. Another explanation is he made a strong blow and he made a strong scream into the person's ear. Right? So either way you go, noten lo sela. You have to pay the guy a sela for the embarrassment that you caused him. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishum, Rabbi Yossi, Yili, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, maneh, you have to give him a maneh. Staro, if you slap him in the face, noten lo matayim zuz, you have to give 200 zuz. La'achar yado, if you backslap him, noten lo 400 zuz, you have to give him 400, because backslap is more embarrassing. If anybody's ever getting backslapped, you know that it's an embarrassing feeling. You ever see somebody get backslapped? Saram be'ozno, if somebody, Rashi says he pulled his ear, someone comes and pulls his ear. Or talash b'saro, he pulled his hair. Rakak v'higia bo ruko, he spit and hit the guy. He'evir talito mimenu, he pulled his clothes off him. Para rosha isha bashuk, if a person uncovers a woman's hair in the shuk, noten, should really be noten la, or just be noten. Noten arba me'od zuz, you'd have to pay the 400 zuz for each of those cases. Flipping the amud. Ze'aklal, this is the general rule. Hakol lefi kvodo, everything goes based on the person's honor. The Gemara is going to explain, is this meaning to be lenient or to be strict? We're going to see in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Akiva, afilu aniim shebe Yisrael ro'in otam ki ilu hem b'nei chorin she'edu menechsehem. Even the poor people of Am Yisrael, we see them as if they are free people who came down from their nechasim, meaning their properties depreciated, they came down. Shehem b'nei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, they're children of our forefathers. And therefore, you would have to evaluate what the embarrassment is in order to see how much you have to pay. Umaseh be'echad shepara rosh ha'isha bashuk. There was a case of a guy who was a chutzpah. He went and pulled off the woman's head covering in the shuk, in the public place. And bad lifnei Rabbi Akiva, she came in front of Rabbi Akiva. V'chivo liten la 400 zuz. And he made the guy have to give her 400 zuz. So Amarlo, he said to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, ten li zman v'natan lo zman. Give me some time. And he gave him some time. He needed to gather some money, he needed to get some loans to pay off the bill. So Shemara omedet al petach chatzera. So the guy, what did he do? He was waiting for this woman to be waiting by his courtyard. V'shavar takad b'paneah. He went and took a jug and he broke a jug in front of her. Uba ke'isar shemen, and there was a little bit of oil inside. Gilta et rosha, she uncovered her hair. V'ha'itam mitapachan u'manachat yada al rosha. And she was taking some of the oil from inside and putting it into her hair. So he'emid alei adim, this guy brought witnesses to show that she's embarrassing herself. Uba lifnei Rabbi Akiva, and he came in front of Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo, lazoni noten 400 zuz. I have to give 400 zuz to this woman who's embarrassing herself. Why? Because I embarrassed her, but she embarrassed herself. What's the big deal? Amar lo, lo amart klum. That what you just said means nothing. Hachovel be'atzmo afal pishayno rashai patur. If somebody damages himself, even though you're not allowed to damage yourself, you'd be exempt. You don't have to pay what do you have to pay? You're embarrassed, you're doing it to yourself. Whereas, acherim shechavlu bo chayavim, if other people damage you, they have to pay you. It's not the same thing. Even if you were to do it to yourself. V'akotzet v'netiotav, if somebody cuts someone's plantings, afal pi she'eino rasha, even though you're not allowed to, your own self, you shouldn't, it's bal tashchid, you're destroying the trees, you're destroying the fruit that would come from it, you're not allowed, still patur, you'd be exempt. But acherim, if others did it to you, chayavin, they would be liable. So you see here that it's not the same thing when somebody else does it to you versus when you do it to yourself. Ibailu, we had a question. We have a question in the Gemara. The Gemara begins with a question. We said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, In the name of Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, that you give a maneh. If a person screams in the person's ear or hits him in the ear, you give him a maneh. Which type of maneh is this? So, by the who? Maneh tzoritnan or maneh medinatnan? Is it maneh tzori, which is pure maneh? It's a very, very pure silver. Or maneh medina, which is a lot less valuable. It's 1/8 of the value of a maneh tzori. So Tashma, come and listen. There's a person who screamed in his friend's ear. I came up in front of Rabbi Yehuda the Nasi. Amarle, he said to him, Ha Anna, Rabbi Yossi Gedi. He says, this is me and this is Rabbi Yossi Gedi. Havle mane tzori. He says, give him the mane of tzori. What do you see? Shmamina mane tzori tanan shmamina. Therefore, you learn from here, it's talking about the more expensive type of silver. It's the mane tzori, which is the more expensive one. So my... What did he mean when he said, Ha anna ha Rabbi Yossi Gedi? This is me and this is Rabbi Yossi Gedi. So Ilayman, maybe he meant Hachika Marle. This is what he was saying to him. Ha anna dechazite dechazitach. Va Rabbi Yossi Gedi da'amar manet sori. So he says, this is me. I saw you, what you did. And this is Rabbi Yossi Gedi who holds of the opinion of manet sori. Zil havle manet sori and go and give him manet sori. So the Gemara says, the Memra, the Edna said Dayan. Does that mean that a witness can become a judge? He is the witness and he's becoming the judge in this case. Are you allowed to do that? V'atani Rav Abraita, Sanhedrin shera'u echad sharag et ha-nefesh. If the Sanhedrin saw a person who killed someone. So what's the din? Miksatan nasu edim, miksatan nasu dayanim. Some of them become witnesses, some of them become the judges. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon, that's Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva says, Kulam edim hem. All of them are witnesses. Ve'ein ed nase dayan, and a witness cannot turn himself into a judge. Once he's playing as a witness, he's no longer allowed to explain anymore as a judge. All he can do is testify. So ad kan lo kama Rabbi Tarfon ele miktatan asu edim miktatan asu dayanim. Over here, Rabbi Tarfon only said some of them become witnesses and some of them are judges. Aval ed nase dayan lo kama, he didn't say that a witness can become a judge. So what do you see? A witness cannot become a judge. So the Gemara says, "Titania, that baraita was talking about kigon sharu balayla. They saw at night time. They aren't able to take judgment in that time. So therefore, that's why he said that some of them become witnesses and some of them become judges the following day. But that doesn't mean that he holds that a witness cannot become a judge. It's only this specific case because it happened at night time. But maybe Rabbi Tarfon does hold that a witness can become a judge. And if you want to say hachikam, this is what he meant to say to him." He says, this is me who holds like Rabbi Yossi over here, who says it's a manet tzori, the more expensive one. And here are the witnesses that are testifying against you. He says, zil have the manet tzori, and go and give him manet tzori. And therefore, from there, you can see that really, a witness cannot turn himself into a dayan, a judge. He brought other witnesses to testify. Now that we got into this topic, does Rabbi Akiva really hold that a witness cannot become a judge in that case? The pasuk says, if a person hits his friend with a stone or with his fist, Shimon HaTemani Omer, he says, ma egrof miyuchad shemasur le'edav la'edim. Just like a fist is special, that it is available, it's visible to the Beit Din and to the witnesses. So to anything that is still available for the Beit Din and the witnesses. That's excluding case of something that came out from the hands of the Edim. Meaning if you threw a stone and the stone is no longer able to be found, that would not be included. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, did he hit the guy in front of the Beit Din? Do you know how many times he hit him? And where he hit him, im al shoko or tzipar nafsho, did he hit his thigh, or did he hit his cartilage of the heart? Where did he hit him? Ve'od, harish dachav et chaverom merosh agag, if a person pushes his friend off the roof, don't try this at home. Osh merosh abira, or from the top of the tower of a met, and the guy died. Beit din holchin etzel bira. Do the Beit Din go to the tower? O bira holached etzel Beit Din, or the tower goes to the Beit Din? No, I don't do that. And not only that, im nafla chozer ubone, if the building fell, do we rebuild it to see how it was when the guy pushed him off the house? Absolutely not. Ela ma egrof miyuchad shumasur la'edim, just like a fist is fit, that is special, that it's still available to the witnesses. Af kol shumasur la'edim, so to anything that's available to the witnesses. That's coming to exclude if the guy who was hitting, he threw a stone and it's no longer available to see that stone, so therefore he'd be exempt. But katane miyat, we nevertheless taught. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, did he hit him in front of the Beit Din that we know how many times he hit him? No. But what can you imply from that? If he did hit him in front of the Beit Din, edna sadayan, then a witness could turn into the judge. The witness who's testifying in this case could turn into the judge and judge the case if he did hit him in front of the Beit Din. So the Gemara says, no, that's not what he meant. Litvarav de Rabbi Shimon HaTemani Kamar. He was talking according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Akiva does not hold of that. He was saying according to Rabbi Shimon HaTemani, who says the X, says, I'm going according to his reasoning. Would this be that if, did he see him, hit him in front of the Beit Din? If he did, then they would judge the case. But he said, I don't hold of that. This, I hold that Ed, a witness, cannot become a Dayan. What, and we'll stop there, but what is the halakha in such a case? Is a witness allowed to, the witness of a case allowed to turn into the judge of such a case? So let's look up the halakha. The halakha says the following in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Klamar, Ed Shehid ben Nefesh Lamut lo ya'aneh b'davar. If a witness testifies against a person for murder, he should not say anything else. All he says is he testifies, because a witness is not allowed to turn into the judge on a case. But if it's a monetary case, he can try to say something that will benefit the guy or hurt the guy, depending on the case. But he cannot be a judge. Even in dinei mamonot, even monetary, she'en ed na'asa dayan, afilo v'dinei mamonot, the halakha is that a witness cannot become a judge in that case that he's testifying on, even in monetary law, and how much more so in cases of death, of murder. We'll stop there for today, and we'll do a 1-minute recap.